الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد، كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم ألهمنا مراشد أمورنا وأعذنا من شرور أنفسنا. Discussing سورة الأحزاب, where Almighty Allah makes mention of the favor of Almighty Allah when the armies of Kufr attack the Muslims from every side. Allah Tabarak Ta'ala describes that هُنَالِكَ بْتُلِّيَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. It was a time when a real imtihan was taken from the people of Iman. وَزُلْزِلُوا زِلْزَالًا شَدِيدًا. They were really shaken. As we mentioned yesterday, this is the time when the color of nifaq comes to the fore. A person lived always thinking that I am a Muslim. He did the actions of Islam. He enjoyed doing the actions of Islam. There was no difficulty. People would praise him. They would praise his efforts. But when difficulty comes upon an individual, at that time does he blame Islam for his problems? Or does he see in the problems a exam coming from Almighty Allah, which he has to go through? Allah Tabarak Ta'ala says, وَإِذْ. At that time, remember when the munafiqeen and those people in whose hearts there was some dirt, there was a sickness. The sickness was the sickness of cowardice, or the sickness of the love of this wealth. It was that sickness which would give the colors of nifaq. There were the real munafiq who never really liked Islam from the beginning. And then there was that one who had sickness in his heart, which made him like a munafiq. As long as things were easy and good, he was moving front. When difficulties came, he stopped. They forgot that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam had told them that there will be difficulties in this path. From the day Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam reached Medina Munawwara, he had taken a promise from them. They were told from day one, when the Arabs will shoot at you with one bow. When the Arabs will shoot at you from one bow, at that time will you stand with the Nabi of Allah, or will you give in? They had all taken that promise. This was mentioned from day one. They themselves had asked that if we fulfill our side of the promise, what will we get? Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam would say to them, you will get Jannah in return. From the beginning they were warned that taking the Nabi of Allah to your land is bringing the entire Arab world against you. They knew what they were getting into. But sometimes a promise man does not realize the weight of it until the day comes when it's time to fulfill the promise. That person in whose heart there is weakness, there is cowardice, there isn't that yaqeen, that tawakkul, that strength, he falls into the trap of nifaq. وَإِذْ قَالَ طَائِفَةٌ مِّنْهُمْ. So one group said that Allah and the Rasul of Allah did not promise us إِلَّا غُرُورًا. It was nothing but deception. Allah's Nabi was speaking about the palaces of Sham, the palaces of Persia, the places of Yemen. Whereas in the next few days, the entire Medina will be wiped out. It was nothing but a lie. وَإِذْ قَالَ طَائِفَةٌ مِّنْهُمْ. Another group was saying, يَا أَهْلَ يَثْرِبْ لَا مُقَامَ لَكُمْ فَرْجِعُوا. O people of Medina, you are not going to survive here. Go back to your houses. You will not manage to fight against the Arabs. وَيَسْتَأْذِنُ فَرِيقٌ مِّنْهُمُ النَّبِيَّ يَقُولُونَ إِنَّ بُيُوتَنَا عَوْرًا. So one group would go to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and would say, oh Allah's Nabi, everyone is here by the trench. That means there is no one looking after our houses, our families who are alone in the city. Will you allow us? إِنَّ بُيُوتَنَا عَوْرًا. Our houses are not well protected. If we can only go back and make sure everything is okay. Allah Tabarak Ta'ala says, وَمَا هِيَ بِعُورَ إِي يُرِيدُونَ إِلَّا فِرَارًا. It had nothing to do with it being protected or not protected. They desired nothing but to get out of the battle, to run for their lives. Excuses it can be given to a Muslim leader, no matter how hard he will shake his head to say, I understand, you got my permission. But no one can hide the feelings of his heart from Almighty Allah. A waswasa will be there of fear that is not
nifaq itself, but practicing on the demands of that waswasa. Sahaba radiallahu anhum also had wasawis. وَبَلَغَتِ الْقُلُوبُ الْحَنَاجِرَ A few verses before this, Almighty Allah describes when their hearts reach the throats. وَتَظُنُّونَ بِاللَّهِ الظُّنُونَ And different thoughts started going through your mind. That what if we are defeated tomorrow? What if I am killed? What will happen with my family? These are thoughts that come. It is natural thoughts. Many of it is the blow of the devil. As long as one does not practice on the demands of these thoughts, it will not be called nifaq. Rather, it will be called iman. That no matter how much the devil is blowing within him, he is ignoring the blow. He is not paying attention to the blow. The more filthier the blow, the more dirtier the blow, the more stronger the blow, and the more firm that the man stands against that blow, that is a sign of iman. It is not nifaq. Many a person today, looking and sensing that evil thoughts that run through their minds, especially when they are alone, they are such thoughts that they feel shy to mention it to anyone else. A person would say, but you are such a great alim or alima. How can you ever doubt in this matter? How can you ever think like this here? The person becomes so shy that they lose enjoyment in their ibadah. As they walk during the day, these thoughts trouble them. They try to get rid of these thoughts and they cannot ask anyone for help because they are too shy. Allah Tabarakala through the tongue of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam explained all of this. These are the blows of the devil. The blow of the devil, the waswasa of shaitan can never be expected to be clean. Shaitan is filthy and dirty. His every blow will be a dirty and a filthy blow. According to the individual will be his blow. He will blow doubts regarding aqaid, belief. He will blow doubts regarding Almighty Allah, regarding the promises of Almighty Allah. He will blow filthy and dirty doubts in a person who is very chaste and clean. And the more he sees the person becoming agitated, worried, concerned regarding these doubts, the more he enjoys and he blows harder. The remedy for these, number one is, man is tested whether he will practice on the demand of the blow or he will continue fighting it. If he fights it, it is iman. If he gives into it, it is a sign of the weakness of his heart. The second is if man learns how to ignore, how a mother is able to ignore that child who is making a sound just to pull attention. The mother understands every time I shout him, he enjoys the shouting. He will do it again. For a few days she makes sabr, that when he makes that funny sounds looking for attention, I will act as though I cannot hear it. He'll go louder and louder, trying to get the attention. A time will come where he himself will become fed up. Man's hal, solution, man's place of getting out of these problems of wasawis doubt, is to be able to turn the mind away to something cleaner. And to hear the waswasa, to feel the waswasa, but to act as though one does not get any waswasa. The devil has to become so irritated, so angry, that how the small child now goes wild making sounds, but the mother still does not give him an ear. As an individual ignores the devil, and ignores the devil, whenever he comes with his blow, the individual turns his mind to something pure. He turns his mind towards Almighty Allah. He makes the devil's waswasa like an alarm clock. That every time you come, it's a reminder to me that I am supposed to be engaged in zikrullah. I am supposed to be engaged in salawat. I got 20 salawat to do now this minute. The devil must see that this man has used the ammunition of the devil, which was meant to make him worried, edgy, pareshan, confused. He used that very ammunition of the devil as an alarm clock to remind him that I have become ghafil, I have forgotten Almighty Allah, let my mind go back to my Allah. When the devil finds his ammunition being used for a purpose which he is not happy with, he starts leaving this and he goes looking for other prey. So wasawis will come, but the people whose hearts are weak, a person who got the trait of nifaq, he practices on this waswasa. The one group had the fear, that what if my house is attacked? Sahaba radiallahu anhu had the very fear. But one practiced on that waswasa, and they came to Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, إِنَّ بُيُوتَنَا عَوْرَى. Our houses are unprotected. This is a valid excuse we got. We need to leave. Almighty Allah says it had nothing to do with that. It was only the desire to run away. وَلَقَدْ كَانُوا عَاهَدُ اللَّهَ مِنْ قَبْلِ. Indeed, they had promised Almighty Allah before this, لَا يُوَلُّونَ الْأَدْبَارِ, that if the time of the battle comes, they will not turn their backs and run. Me and you should think about this. From the time we were young, we heard of the Mahdi and the coming of the Mahdi. We heard of armies that will be with the Mahdi. But we heard of some that will remain with him and some that will turn back. Some will desert him in the time when he's in most in need of help. When hearing of this, we would always say, I'll never be of that Jamaat. وَلَقَدْ كَانُوا عَاهَدُ اللَّهِ. Indeed, they had promised Allah from before, لَا يُوَلُّونَ الْأَدْبَارِ, that they will not turn their back and flee. The promise is very easy. To live up to the promise, that is the trait of Iman. Making a promise itself is not sufficient. Continuous dua, that Allah make us amongst those who fulfill our promises. وَكَانَ عَهَدُ اللَّهِ مَسْئُولًا. Say to them, the promise you made with Allah, indeed, questioning will be taken regarding that promise. قُلْ لَنْ يَنْفَعَكُمُ الْفِرَارُ إِنْ فَرَرْتُمْ مِنَ الْمَوْتِ أَوِ الْقَتْلِ. Say to the people that if you feel you can run away from death or can run away from being killed, running is not going to save you. Death has a certain time. When that time is going to come, it will find you either at home or it will find you on the field. It will find you as a brave warrior or it will find you as a coward. It will find you as one who went forward and sacrificed everything for Allah. It will find one who ran and deserted and ran away to the dunya and forgot Almighty Allah. وَإِذَنْ لَا تُمَتَّعُونَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. You will get back to your place. How much of more benefit are you going to have? If death is going to find you, it's going to find you on its time. قُلْ مَنْ ذَا الَّذِي يَعْصِمُكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ. You ran away from the enemy. But say to them, who now is going to save you from Allah? إِنْ أَرَادَ بِكُمْ سُوءًا أَوْ أَرَادَ بِكُمْ رَحْمًا. If Allah intends with you evil, no one will be able to help. And if Allah intends with you mercy, no one will be able to turn away that mercy. So it got nothing to do with running away from the enemy. If mercy has been written for you, it will find you on the battlefield. It will give you shahada or it will give you victory. If evil has been written for you, it will find you wherever you are. It will find you and protected in the walls of your house. وَلَا يَجِدُونَ لَهُم مِّن دُونِ اللَّهِ. After leaving Allah, they will find no helper for them. قَدْ يَعْلَمُ اللَّهُ الْمُعَوِّقِينَ مِنْكُمْ وَالْقَائِلِينَ لِإِخْوَانِهِمْ هَلُمَّ إِلَيْنَا وَلَا يَأْتُونَ الْبَأْسَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا أَشِحَّةً عَلَيْكُمْ. Almighty Allah says, and indeed Allah is aware of that other jamaat. One was the group that went out, but when it became difficult, then they gave in to their waswasa, to their thoughts, to their fears. The colors of nifaq came out in them. It's not an easy thing. Allah Tabarakala save us all. We all made promises to Almighty Allah, but it is not everyone who lives up to that promise. Then there is a second jamaat. They themselves do not go out, and they don't like to see anyone else going out. They themselves cannot remember Allah. They get an allergy when they're seeing somebody else remembering Allah. They themselves are too scared to make a move front. But when they see somebody else moving, وَالْقَائِلِينَ لِإِخْوَانِهِمْ, the ones who would say to their brothers, هَلُمَّ إِلَيْنَا, that where are you going? Look at the heat, or look at the cold, look at the difficulty, look at the amount of sacrifice. Why don't you come and join me here? What do we have to do with this fight? This is a fight of the people who came from Makkah Mukarramah. Did we call them here? Those leaders who went and pledged the first allegiance, say to them, they must look after them. They brought this problem with them. Why is it our problem? Halumma ilayna, oh my brother, come and sit with me. In the world you will always have that group. Then neither are they ready to make that step front. Neither can they see anybody else making that step. Allah Tabarak Ta'ala save us from that also. وَلَا يَأْتُونَ الْبَأْسَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا أَشِحَّةً عَلَيْكُمْ. Such people, no matter what the difficulty is, no matter what battle comes in front, You will never find them going towards the battlefield. Ashihatan alaykum. Few times you will find, and that is when they desirous of the booty. When they have in their mind the enemy is very weak, but the booty is lot. Then they are standing in the ranks. فَإِذَا جَاءَ الْخَوْفِ As soon as fear comes, رَأَيْتَهُمْ يَنْظُرُونَ إِلَيْكَ تَدُورُ أَعْيُنُهُمْ You find them looking towards you. You find their eyes going round and round. كَالَّذِي يُغْشَى عَلَيْهِ مِنَ الْمَوْتِ Like a person who's on the brink of passing away. He's becoming dizzy. فَإِذَا ذَهَبَ الْخَوْفِ And when that fear goes, the enemy either got the upper hand. It was a couple of days of difficulty. There were a lot of injuries. سَلَقُوكُمْ بِأَلْسِنَةٍ حِدَاد Then they come in front of you with the sharpest of tongues. أَشِحَّةً عَلَى الْخَيْرِ They were only greedy for good. If they found that good, if they found the booty, big talks they will make of what and what they did for the Muslim army. And if they lost that battlefield, they will give a bayan after that as though they are the greatest sheikh. They will criticize every soldier. They will criticize every method, every tadbir, every plan. Why did you do it like this? It should have been like done like this. Had you taken my mashwara, there will always be that man whose talk is lot, but his work is very little. His bark is very loud. He got no bite. Criticizing is his job. He can criticize everyone around him. But when he is asked, can you do anything? He is unable. In this world, there is more need for fi'l than there is for qawl. There is more need for actions than there is need for pressing buttons on a phone. Sending messages and criticizing is a very easy job. If there is no sincerity in that criticism, then that man on the day of Qiyamah, he will have to bring proof for every statement, every sentence he has mentioned. Every person who presses a forward button, he will be asked on the day of Qiyamah, did you verify it? If it was not verified, how could you become a party of making takthir of a lie, spreading a lie even further? If that man says that so and so said it to me, I just narrated it, it will not be accepted as an excuse. It will be said to him, kafa bil mar'i kadhiban, ay yuhaddith bi kulli ma sami'a. It is more than sufficient for a man to be called a liar, that whenever he hears something, he just forwards it, he just passes it on. This groups, these WhatsApp messages, the criticism that is found, slander that is found, lies that is found, that individual who has that himmat and courage to press that button and say forward, he must think that there is a day coming where every finger will be questioned, every mind will be questioned, every action will be questioned. When we got so much of luggage already on that day to answer for, why must we worry of taking more luggage with us also? فَإِذَا ذَهَبَ الْخَوْفُ Such people, their tongues become very sharp when there is no difficulty. When there's no work to be done, they talk as though they did all the work. When the time of work comes, you see their eyes going round and round. They can't stand. They are the biggest of cowards, but they talk as though they are the bravest of people. They give advice as though they are the amir of all amirs. But when the time comes to do little work, they are the ones who are found flat from the beginning. Allah Tabarak Tala, save us from this group. We ask Allah Tabarak Tala to make us from the group who promised Almighty Allah and who can live up to that promise. We ask Almighty Allah to save us from that group who was moving forward when the times were good, when difficulties came, then the color of nifaq came out and they got stuck in their path. We ask Almighty Allah to save us from that group who from the beginning was not even walking forward. They never had an intention from the beginning to make any effort. And when they saw others making that effort, they would just criticize and mock. They would get an allergy, it would burn them. Allah Tabarak Tala says, أُولَٰئِكَ لَمْ يُؤْمِنُوا These people, meaning this group who just sit, and they also make sure that others also sit. These people have really no iman. فَأَحْبَطَ اللَّهُ أَعْمَالَهُمْ Their actions, Almighty Allah has wiped it out. وَكَانَ ذَٰلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ يَسِيرًا Wiping out all of the actions for Allah Tabarak Tala, how easy it is. يَحْسَبُونَ الْأَحْزَابَ لَمْ يَذْهَبُوا وَإِن يَأْتِ الْأَحْزَابِ يَوَدُّوا لَوْ أَنَّهُمْ بَادُونَ فِي الْأَعْرَابِ Such people, the sickness in their heart is called fear, cowardice. They are so scared of death in these days that we have gone through what is known as a coronavirus, COVID-19. We got a glimpse of this fear. How people became scared of the word death, despite knowing that people have been dying last year and last month. People have been dying last week. Death has never stopped, and death will never stop. It was just that as long as a man does not see a dream in which one person who passed away comes in his dream and he makes a sign to him. Until that dream, you find that man thinking he's not going to die. And after the dream, the way he's behaving like he's going to die tomorrow. Both is wrong. You don't need a dream. We don't need a sign. Every one of us is born to die. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam taught us, not a day must go, except that your wasiyat must be completed already. Not a day must go, except that you must understand that perhaps I will not get the chance to go to the ground, tie my lace and stand up. Death might come before that. No person should think death is very far. And at the same time, if man does see some sign, if the call for a battle is made, if you see someone in your dream making an indication, it doesn't mean you're going to pass away tomorrow. Neither is this thought right, I will not die. Neither is this thought right, I will die before my time. Man will only die when he has to die. But the heart, when it is weak, it gets gripped with a certain fear. As long as there's no sign in front, it enjoys life as though it thinks I'm never going to die. And when the sign comes, it goes into such a depression as though I'm going to die tomorrow. How many people there were who went to doctors, who were tested positive for cancer. The doctor would say to him, it's in its very advanced stage. You will not live much longer. That person is still alive. The doctor has passed away. That person is still alive. The doctor has gone to his grave. This is the system of the world. No one's death will come before its time. So death itself is not something to be scared about. Rather, what man has to fear is how his death will come. Will it come the death of a munafiq? Or will it come the death of a brave man? Will it come the death of a man of iman? Or the death of a man of kufr? Will it come as a man goes towards Allah? Or while he is running away from Allah? Allah Ta'ala says, those who fear, يَحْسَبُونَ الْأَحْزَابَ لَمْ يَذْهَبُوا. Even when the enemy were now defeated. On the other side of the trench, when the news of Huzaifa radiallahu anhu reached that they are packing up and they are going, there's that jamaat who can't believe this difficulty is gone. يَحْسَبُونَ الْأَحْزَابُ لَمْ يَذْهَبُوا. They continue saying it's not true. The enemy have just gone around the mountain. They are getting together. They're going to attack again. There are some people, when some problem comes, they become so scared that afterwards when it's clear as daylight that there was no problem or that the problem has now disappeared, still they will be too scared to come out of the houses. Still they'll be too scared to walk in the streets. Still they will be too scared to remove that mask. When fear grips the heart, even when there is no need for fear, even when everyone comes and says, it's okay now, there's nothing to be scared about, the one whose heart is gripped with fear, weakness, cowardice, even if the enemy go away, he will sit and say, they're not gone. وَإِي يَأْتِ الْأَحْزَابِ. And if it happens that the enemy do come, يَوَدُّوا لَوْ أَنَّهُمْ بَادُونَ فِي الْأَعْرَابِ. It is such a person who cannot stand up to difficulty. Immediately he puts his head under the pillow. يَوَدُّوا, he starts desiring. لَوْ أَنَّهُمْ بَادُونَ فِي الْأَعْرَابِ. If only I had been in the far away village. I had not been here in the city. يَسْأَلُونَ عَنْ أَنْبَائِكُمْ. From the village I could put on the radio. I could ask the traveler, you got any news? You got any khabar? Tell me what's happening. As long as I'm not there, there are many of us, when difficulties come, how we wish that we could be very far away from the difficulty. The sifat, the quality of the people of iman is, we neither ask Almighty Allah for difficulties. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said so beautifully, Salullah al-afiyah. Continue asking Allah for ease. فَإِذَا لَقِيتُمُ الْعَدُوُ. But when the enemy do come in front, فَثْبُتُوا. Then remain with perseverance, remain steadfast, remain with sabr. لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ لِمَنْ كَانَ يَرُجُ اللَّهَ وَالْيَوْمَ الْآخِرَةِ وَذَكَرَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا. We have heard this ayat in many bayanat. Indeed, in the Nabi of Allah, for you is a beautiful model, a wonderful example. For who? for the people who really know that they are going to meet Allah. They are going to find the day of Qiyamah. For the people who remember Allah in abundance, they got a wonderful model in the Nabi of Allah. What model is being referred to here? Hazrat Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib Rahimullah writes, in this verse it means that in the manner that the Nabi of Allah remains steadfast in the times of difficulty, 1 month plus, after 1 month still, the angel came and said, you are taking out your armor, we are still going forward. The armor was put back on. At such an advanced age, it was the Nabi of Allah, and in what an example he gave to the world, and it was those around him. وَلَمَّا رَأَى الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الْأَحْزَابَ قَالُوا When the people of Iman saw the enemies coming upon them, the munafiqs, when they saw it, they said, this مَا وَعَدَنَ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ إِلَّا غُرُورًا Allah and the Nabi of Allah deceived us. As for the people of Iman, they saw the very same thing. But their wording was the complete opposite. They said, هَذَا مَا وَعَدَنَ اللَّهُ This is exactly what Allah and the Nabi of Allah promised us. When the munafiq said it is nothing but deception, and with difficulty they went further into the nifaq and kufr. As for the people of Iman, the very difficulty they saw, and in it they saw the promise of Almighty Allah, which we mentioned yesterday. One party will see Dajjal and the powers of Dajjal, and he will go further and further into dalala. Another person will see that very power, and he will say, this is exactly what my Nabi promised. Now I am convinced you are the evil Dajjal. وَمَا زَادَهُمْ إِلَّا إِيمَانُ وَتَسْلِيمًا Difficulties that come in their path do not increase them at all, except in further Iman and submitting to the truth. مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ رِجَالٍ Allah Ta'ala says, from the believers are those unique men. Men here refers to individuals. It could be men, it could be women. صدقوا ما آهد الله عليه who have fulfilled, who have been truthful to the promise that they have made with Allah. May Allah tabarak ta'ala in His kindness make us all amongst the صادقين, those that can be truthful in the promise. فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ قَضَى نَحْبَهُ وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَنْتَظِرُ They are those who have already finished. They have given their lives to prove that they are truthful in this promise. وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَنْتَظِرُ And they are others who are still waiting for the opportunity for their life to be given so that they can prove their truthfulness. وَمَا بَدَّلُوا تَبْدِيلًا They have seen many difficulties up till now, but they have never changed. They have never wavered from that promise that they made with Allah. لِيَجْزِيَ اللَّهُ الصَّادِقِينَ بِصِدْقِهِمْ The result of which will be that Almighty Allah will reward those who were truthful. On account of their truthfulness, they will find a unique reward. وَيُعَذِّبَ الْمُنَافِقِينَ Insha, O Yatuba alayhim. As for the people whose nifaq will come out at such a time, for them there will be punishment. Almighty Allah, however, makes an indication. And if Allah wishes, He will overlook their mistakes also, and He might forgive them. But may Allah Tabarakala make us from those, min al mu'mineen, rijalun sadaqu ma'ahadu Allah alayh. From the believers are those who are truthful in the promise that they made to Almighty Allah. At the end of the battle happened, and it will happen again. At the end of the battle, when all will start deserting and running away, and the Muslim army will become strong, Almighty Allah on that day brought the Yahud down to the ground. The Banu Qurayza, who thought they were well protected in their forts, وَأَنزَلَ الَّذِينَ ظَاهَرُوهُم مِّنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ مِنْ صَيَاصِيهِمْ Allah Tabarak says, and Allah, those people who fought against you, who oppose you from the people of the book, here it referred to the Banu Qurayza, but the word is general. After the battle will take place in the era of Sayyiduna al-Masih, and then together with Nabi Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, all those mighty Christians, they call themselves lords, they were in their mighty forts. Allah tabarak ta'ala will bring them all to defeat. From min sayasihim, from their high forts and palaces, وَقَذَفَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمُ الرُّعْبَ And he placed in their hearts fear. فَرِيقًا تَقْتُلُونَ وَفَرِيقًا وَتَأْسِرُونَ فَرِيقًا One group you will kill, one group you will put in chain, you will arrest. Isa alayhi salatu wasalam will say to the people in front, if you wish I will make a dua to Allah. It will cause the earth to shake a little. It will swallow up the soldiers in front of you, the enemy soldiers. The people of Iman will say that we wish that revenge takes place on our own hands. with that revenge, the pain that has gone through our hearts for so many years, we will find solace in that pain. وَأَوْرَثَكُمْ أَرْضَهُمْ وَدِيَارَهُمْ. And then we made you warith, inheritors of their lands, of their houses, of their wealth. وَأَرْضًا لَمْ تَطَعُوهَا. Of lands that you have never as yet visited. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرًا. Indeed, Allah has power over everything. The promise of Almighty Allah was fulfilled. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went through the forts of Qurayza. Banu Qurayza never ever thought that they were going to lose this year. Up till today, when making a ziyarat in Medina Munawwara, if you go past this fort, the fort of the Banu Qurayza, let it be a message for the people of Iman, that they also once upon a time thought they are high and mighty, they are well protected. Almighty Allah was going to bring them down. It was a promise and the promise was fulfilled. Again today, you can call it the Jewish lobby. They're not sitting in a fort, now they're sitting in their office, well protected in their office. People do not even know who they are. Their names are never taken in the newspaper. Their tax returns are never shown to the world. They make decisions so big, but it's as though they don't exist. The newspaper speaks nothing about them. They are well protected in their forts. As Almighty Allah already had brought one down group down, they will also be brought down from their huge forts. And then one group, تَقْتُلُونَ, you will find their death at your hands. And another group will be arrested at your hands. And their lands and their wealth, everything will be brought to the lands of the people of Iman and Islam. That promise of Almighty Allah was fulfilled. We will also see a promise being fulfilled with the coming of the Mahdi. That promise of Almighty Allah is and it will definitely be fulfilled. What we have to worry about is during the battle of Ahzab, where people of different natures were found, the one who was a munafiq from the beginning, the one who when the difficulty hit his nifaq came out, the one who remained strong till the ending. It is our dua to Almighty Allah. In the days of Ramadan, we all understand how weak we are. One prick and it makes us cry. How we will stand on that day without aid from Almighty Allah's side, there will be no bravery that will come into our heart. This bravery got nothing to do with muscles. It got nothing to do with exercise. It got to do with a light of Iman that enters the heart of a believer. We ask Almighty Allah to bless us all with that light. Allah Tabarakta to protect us from all fitan. Allah Tabarakta to save us from ever failing in any test that comes in front of us. Wa akhiru da'wana. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen.